Stay connected to Boston sports.
Who do you root for?
Connect with Boston's home for sports online. 98.5thesportshub.com.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for psychobabble horse crap.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Very quickly before we get to the comments, Jeff, go ahead, sir.
Yes, I just want to thank you guys. Over the past 6 months, I've been living in existential crisis for over cargo shorts and flip-flops. Thank you guys for the ongoing fashion advice. It's really stressing me out in my wardrobe now. I have to throw things away.
I don't know when they made a decision on cargo shorts, and I don't understand it. And
what are your flip-flops, man? I'm a flip-flopper. I don't care. It's out of convenience, and it gets to a point where you get to a certain age where I can't deal with the criticism of a flip-flop.
I've been wearing them since 1993 because I went to school in Florida. I won't wear
slides.
I won't wear slides.
I wear slides at home.
At home. Do you wear them out of the house?
I have like a pair of like slip-on shoes that I wear.
That's fine. I don't wear slides. I certainly don't wear hippie-ass Birkenstocks. I don't wear Crokies or whatever the hell they're called.
Crocs. Crokies are the George Seifert things.
Oh, yeah, I wear those.
Those are Crokies.
You want to keep your glasses on your head?
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are Crokies. Yeah.
So when I go fishing.
Yeah.
And so, flip-flops are the way to go. But so yesterday we took a picture. Rich took a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Innocuous enough of John Wallach and I outside of the station, mm-hmm. outside of the studio. We're wearing what we wore on the air, and all it says is friends.
Mm-hmm. That's it. There was no, just the two guys standing there. They're not making faces. It's just them. And we said, you know what? Let's conduct a social experiment, shall we? So we have this.
What's on Twitter today? Well, that's not very nice.
I'm feeling pretty good about myself.
Well, not anymore.
Hey, a compliment about the show? Retweet. If you're feeling great on top of the world, there is a place that will kill that real fast. Just read that new tweet or your Instagram and you'll feel like you're trash.
This is called Let's Feel Like Trash.
Okay.
All right.
Where we just take a look at reactions to something that we put up on social media.
Great.
And then we respond to it. I think that you have to answer some of these questions and accusations.
Absolutely.
That happened there. And by the way, on Twitter alone, 150 responses.
Yeah.
Since yesterday. And how many did you say you got on Instagram?
90.
Okay. Are you going through your Instagram?
I have it up right now.
Would you like to address your Instagram first?
Sure.
Okay.
Fred, you're disgusting. Fred, you look like a homeless person. Jesus. Change your underwear, at least.
How do they know what underwear you're wearing?
They can figure it out. People think I'm stoned. Let me see if I can get more of this. Stomachs, Budweiser is a hell of a drug. Fred has just given up. I hope someone pees in your feet.
Oh, man. Wow. On your feet.
Fred, go to that weight loss program like Zoe and Maz. This is why Fred needs someone to call him in the morning to wake him up. He's just giving up.
It looks like it really happened.
I don't really understand this one, but Fred's giving up because a guy referred to Waldick is more successful than him. I don't get that one. That's because that's not true.
I don't know.
Every female in Boston needs a towel. You guys competing in the Mr. Olympia this year. Is Kurt Minahan still Freddie's daddy?
Oh, that's nice.
Fred, you...
Shall I read you some of the ones we have here on Twitter?
You're starting to look like the guy in the painting from the scene in Goodfellas where they joke about how the dude in the painting looks like the guy they killed. Specifically, go get your shine box guy.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So we have here, and I'd like you to respond to each one of these. Fred has officially given up, put a white Russian in his hand, and he's essentially the Big Lebowski.
He wasn't that fat.
Yeah, a little bit of a gun. It wasn't too bad.
Jeff Bridges was not considered an ugly man.
Okay. Jesus, I'm trying to eat breakfast.
Well, the Lord's name in vain has already taken away what you've had to say.
Fred looks
and
like,
what are you eating breakfast at 10:30 in the morning, lazy son of a bitch?
Well, unless it's, pasta. Unless it's, of course, that.
Well, I don't think that the Pasta Joe would say anything like that to me.
Fred looks like Stanley Kubrick after a bad acid trip.
Oh, wow.
You kind of look like Stanley Kubrick in that picture.
Do I?
Yes, you actually do.
Isn't he a short, rotund man?
No, his hair is kind of like very similar to yours.
Now, does anyone dismiss Wallach? Because he seems to be like about 100% towards me.
The only thing about Wallach is that somebody zoomed in on both of your pockets. Oh. And it looks like Wallach, we've already known what happens with his pockets sometimes.
It's all a pleat.
It says, whenever I put anything except cash in an ATM and credit card in my pocket when I'm rocking mesh pants / shorts / hashtag pants protrusion, and both of you guys have a little bit of a boing on the sides.
Okay, well, really getting into specifics there.
Fred must make a ton of dough to not GAF that much, to not give a blank that much.
Yeah, that's true.
You found Eddie Money. Somebody tweeted.
Someone saying that I am Eddie Money.
Yep. Is this an ad for birth control?
Well, the joke would be, now I don't need birth control.
Okay. No, they're saying that maybe that this is something that you do not want to have kids after you see.
No, but the better joke would be like, now we wouldn't have kids because no one can get around.
Nobody really ripping on Wallach.
No.
Is that right?
Yeah, no. Wallach has gotten off almost clean on this.
Yeah, Wallach has gotten off completely clean.
When is Fred's due date?
Oh, that's very nice.
I've looked fatter.
Okay.
I wasn't actually that upset about my gut in that one.
All I see is two people who have checked out.
Yeah.
Well, both been up since 4:30 in the morning. Yeah, probably both of us want to go to sleep.
I'm married with children. What do I need to do, groom?
About simply, Fred doesn't have friends.
That's true. What? Fair enough.
Okay.
Why does Fred look like he just came off a week-long bender?
I don't know.
Fred looks at least 60.
That is true. When the beard goes completely white,
why I don't have one.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you know, I have to cover it up. I have to do something, cover up the old face.
Fred looks like he just woke up and is about to mow his lawn.
Well, I did just get up about 4 hours before this. That is true.
And quite possibly my favorite comment was just a picture from Eric Wilbur.
Oh, please. Give me a break.
It's Fred's favorite person, Jerry Garcia.
That is like
grow your hair out a little longer. It's close.
You're out of your mind.
I need
side-by-side pictures.
You put that picture up next to it. Josh Fowler, do it, man.
6 inches shorter than me and about 500 pounds heavier than me.
So what you're saying is you've essentially turned into the person that you hate and mock.
That is completely. See, that is completely false. I do not look. I'll take your slings and arrows.
The beard goes out a little bit. The hair gets a little longer. It's pretty close.
There's absolute. I look nothing like him. You might as well say that I look like Edgar James Olmos. Or
Edgar James Olmos?
Or John Amos. Fred looks just like John Amos. You know, Fred, you look like Dave Chappelle. Like, no, I don't. I don't look like Jerry Garcia. That's gone too far. See, this is Wilbur. He's like one of these Vermont people that's got to turn everything into the Grateful Dead.
Sure.
I am not believe he died of being fat. I'm not gonna die from having a gut. Jesus, you're acting like.
I mean, listen, Jerry Garcia was a big fan of the flip flops wherever he went.
No, he wasn't. He wore Birkenstocks. Okay. He was just dumb hippie.
Birkenstocks, flip flops, they're kind of the same.
Oh, yeah. There's absolutely nothing in common between Birkenstocks and hip hops. And hip hops, flip flops.
Hip hop flip flops.
Yeah, Freddie hip hop flip flops.
Damn, Fred, you sleep on Mass Ave last night?
You know, there has to be something that to be said that I am on television every morning and don't groom.
Is Fred morphing into Jerry Garcia? Is Fred turning into the man
he
hates?
I won't take it.
You need the picture. You need the picture.
It doesn't look anything like me.
It's ridiculous.
Fowler's working on it. We'll put it side by side.
Good. Give
Fred a tie-dye shirt and a guitar, and he can be Jerry Garcia. Like, this is from someone completely different.
I don't look like Jerry. Fine, because I have a beard. I don't look anything like Jerry Garcia. Do I look like the guy from ZZ Top?
Billy Gibbons? No.
No.
But you're comparing me to someone who looks nothing like me.
The beard? Yes, it does. John, you can't see the likeness.
All right, John.
I understand that this angers you, but
no. You know who you look like?
What do I look like, Fred?
If Virgin was a human being.
If Virgin was a human being?
Yes.
Okay.
If virginity came down in human form,
okay,
it would be you.
All right.
Did Wog just get Artie Lang's autograph?
See, that's fair enough. But I'm not as fat as Artie, but I'll take Artie Lang. I'll take your slings and arrows. I am not, however, dealing with this Jerry Garcia comparison. We do not look anything.
All right.
It's forced.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. Wow. We're twins. Yeah, we're twins.
Find one of Garcia without his glasses on.
Yeah, we're twins. We both have beards. All right. Who's the sexy guy with a beard? Put Hemingway up there. Let's see if I look more like Hemingway or Jerry Garcia. I look nothing like Jerry Garcia.
For someone who hates the Grateful Dead, you couldn't fool me.
Oh, well, boy. These are coming in now.
That's true.
Well, these are coming out now because people know they finally upset me.
Give Fred a metal detector, and he looks like the guy on the beach looking for caps.
What's wrong with that? No, you're looking for change. Okay. You're looking for bottle caps, stupid.
Yeah. So, Mark and Roll Mike's feeling pretty good about himself right now.
Fair. All these are fair. Not Jerry Garcia. That's where the line is drawn.
John is smiling because standing next to Fred makes him look like Fabio. I know this room smells bad.
That's probably true.
That is true.
Stuck the landing there.
I can take everything except just because it's lazy. The Jerry Garcia thing is lazy. I can take anything.
Someone said there's no escaping it. You should rename the show Jerry and Rich.
Yeah,
all right. They're all coming in.
Yeah, now they're coming in because they know they got my goat. That's it. Wilbur, you lazy hack.
I mean, now it's just all pictures of Jerry Garcia. Oh, one Michael McDonald photo. Just
all right, I'll take
there
that.
You go. Michael
right,
McDonald's
I'll
all
take
right.
That. Yeah. Michael, it's the gray beard. And I'm only 43. You realize that this job is killing me.
Someone said, hey, guys, how about a Mr. Sid makeover? Oh, it's actually Mr. Sid who's contacting us.
Really?
Like, all right.
I'll take his clothes.
Right,
I'll take that.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell him to contact
me. Anytime.
Tell him to email me.
There's Hemingway.
Sure.
I look more like Hemingway than I do Jerry Garcia. And that's not even a good Hemingway. That's one from when he was younger. I mean, get on it, Fowler. How hard can it be to Google image Hemingway?
We got a tweet from Indianapolis. Somebody saying,
hey, Quentin, what's up, man?
Right? Sounds like someone you like hanging out with.
Are you fired up?
All right, we can revisit this. But first, we'll talk to Mike Gorman. This is an outrage. You finally made me snap.
So it said Fred just became Felger's favorite morning host.
So there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be outraged and shaking their fist this morning.
Happiness comes from feeling good about yourself.
Breaking the mold on sports radio in Boston.
Is that why I thought of Sesame Street?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Steps back on Horford. His 19-footer bounces out. Scramble for the rebound. Big putback in close by Kevin Love.
Second chance opportunity. That's where Tatum has to be a man size and pull one of those rebounds down.
Cavs plus 8 on the glass. Jaylen Brown open for a right side 3. He didn't like it. Chased it on the miss. Rebound Kevin Love. Quick outlet. Here comes LeBron. Got him to choose your poison here. LeBron stumbles to the basket and scores. 4 quick points. And it's back to 11. 100-89.
98.5 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Here are the Celtics tonight over here on 98.5 the Sports Hub. Tip off at 8:30, pregame at 8. Mike Gorman is around NBC Sports Boston doing stuff during halftime and pre and post. Mike Gorman, you have a white beard.
I do. I shaved it off, though.
When?
But you're the first one who's... about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, no one has said a word to me, so obviously it was not accomplishing much.
You didn't have it when you were in studio?
Yeah, I did have it when I was in the studio. When was that, a week ago?
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah, so. Yeah,
because
yeah.
People are giving me all kinds of shenanigans for having a white beard.
Yeah, I know. I like the Hemingway comparison, actually. I think that's pretty good.
I mean, we're both brilliant. We're both going to commit suicide.
Yeah, you both walk around in T-shirts and, yeah.
That's. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. That's what we do.
Walk.
Okay,
that's,
yeah.
That, you know, you could have somebody like, what's her name, who's a famous photographer, Leibowitz?
Annie Leibowitz.
Yeah. She could work all day and I'd come up with a good picture of his act. That's a great picture.
It's a fantastic picture, to be quite honest.
I
was his Leibowitz.
that's a really good picture. That should be hanging in the corridors.
I don't look like Jerry Garcia. Admit that.
No, you don't look like Jerry Garcia. You do look a little bit like Hemingway. But, yeah.
Thank you. That's right.
Okay.
I've been training myself to use my toe on a shotgun.
We've turned kind of morbid this morning.
Well, listen, that's how he killed himself.
It is.
Barefoot in Tennessee all the time?
Oh, yeah. I'm barefoot in Tennessee 90% of the time. Yeah. No need for shoes.
Well, who knew?
All right. Hey, Mike, there's something wrong with your phone. It keeps popping. Can we call you right back?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we'll call you right back. All right, we're going to call you in a second. Right. Somebody says Fred is about 5 years away from attacking a cherry picker. Okay, we had on yesterday, which, you know...
You're calling the police?
No.
Well, go ahead, call the police, bitch.
I mean, all of the Photoshops are now coming in with
But on
you.
The plus side, if you are that guy, you could fall asleep no problem. Look at it that way.
Yeah, could be.
I could finally get some rest.
The Grateful Fred, I'm getting all of these comparisons.
Yeah, we'll talk about them after we talk to Mike Gorman. Hello, Mike.
Hello there again.
That seems better? To be a lot better. Yes, yeah. It does. So, okay, what did you make... of, I guess, game four. I don't know. Let's start with game three, because that was so strange, and how they responded in game four.
Well, I thought this was going to be a seven-game series to start, so I'm kind of on track there. I don't know. I thought they came out flat, to be honest with you. In both games, I thought they came out flat. You know, obviously the home court makes a huge advantage in this series, and so I think this is going to go. I think the Celtics win tonight. I think Game Six goes to Cleveland, and then we have a Game Seven here on Sunday.
Well, okay, so this is a situation where when you look at this and the way they played, especially in Game Four, don't you say, man, they could really use Kyrie Irving right now?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, really, especially for like it always seemed like the last couple minutes of the quarters. They would just slack, and the Cleveland Cavaliers were able to go on a run. And there's the whole like away thing where you know that Kyrie wouldn't wilt by playing in an away court during a playoff game. We've seen him do it before and dominate. It just that is when you look at Kyrie Irving and you think about how valuable he's going to be to this team. It's in moments like that that you truly realize that he is as needed as ever.
Yeah, he expects to be the guy down the stretch, and that's what's missing from this team right now is the expectation as to who will be the guy. The guy changes on a nightly basis. Whereas if Kyrie were here, we know what would happen in the final possessions of the half and of the game. He'd have the ball and he'd be doing what he wanted to do. But that's not the case right now. And so they're trying to decide who's the best option. And it changes on a nightly basis.
Can the Celtics afford to lose tonight's game?
No. I don't think so. I really think the home court is that important in this series. If you know, like I say, they can't afford to because they're still alive. It's not like a win-or-go-home game. I think the winner of tonight's game wins the series.
Should Brad Stevens start Aaron Baines? Because, I mean...
Over Morris.
Should he start Aaron Baines tonight?
Yeah, I would start Baines. I'll tell you why. I would try to give you much more of a physical presence in the lane to begin the game. And you get Morris coming in when other legs, going against legs that aren't as fresh as his. I think he's better coming off the bench than starting, actually. But Brad's really into matchups, and right now the matchup calls for Morris to start.
Yeah, because, I mean, Marcus Morris, the whole reason that he's in there in the first place as a starter is because he was supposed to slow down LeBron James, and for the last three games, that has not happened. And you've seen that when Aaron Baines is under the basket, I mean, Tristan Thompson just dominates down there, except for when Aaron Baines is in there. And I just think that maybe you got to switch it up just a little bit to not have such a slow start like you've had the first couple games.
Yeah, I think, Baines serves two purposes. He he won't discourage LeBron from coming into the lane, but LeBron will go into the lane and will pay a certain price when Baines is in there. And Baines can also put a body on Thompson. And Thompson, you bring him up, I think, is a good point. He's been a real difference maker in this series. Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side of that, Mike, it looked like, and we brought this up yesterday after the game, it looked like the Celtics solved a few things in the second half defensively. And if they carry that forward into tonight's game, won't that mean a better start?
Yeah, I would hope so. The last three quarters, actually, of the game the other night, they actually played much better. It's the first quarter. The Celtics have real problems in the first and second quarters of games. I haven't been able to figure out why or even come up with any potential theories as to why, but they really get off to very slow starts. They've been outscored in the first two quarters of, what, all but two playoff games? The first quarter, they've been outscored in every playoff game. In the second quarter, I think, there's two games they haven't been outscored, and the rest they have been outscored. So they need to deal with that, and whether that means putting Baines in the starting lineup or I don't think there's any other options for Brad other than that. But, they need to be right there in the first quarter and not down 8 or 10 trying to make a wager comeback.
Okay, Mike Gorman, there was a report that came out yesterday from Jackie McMullen, who, as we know, is as connected as it gets, and she's obviously good at her job. She said that she had spoken with some people who were close to Marcus Smart, and they said that if in the offseason there was a team that came to him, even a bad team, she mentioned someone like Sacramento, if they came to Marcus Smart and said, we will give you, and she threw out the number $14 million, and the Celtics said to him, you know what, we're not going to give you 14, but we'll give you 12, but you'll have the chance to play here for a contender. Everyone loves you in Boston. You're a star here. That 100 times out of 100, he's going to take wherever the money is. Do you believe that about Marcus Smart from the amount of time you've spent with him and what you know about him personally? Do you think that if it was even close, he would still go basically who was going to pay him the most money?
I would like to think he would not. And I would, you know, never having dealt in this world, if somebody's offering you $14 million and someone's offering you $16 million, I know there's a $2 million difference there, but if you've got $14 million in your hands, don't you start thinking about quality of life? Don't you start thinking about where you want to live? Don't you start thinking about how good is this team I'm going to and can they contend? You would hope all those thoughts would come into your mind when you've got $14 million in the back pocket and it's just a difference of $2 or $3 million. But that's the world these guys live in, and they live in a world full of agents. And agents work on commission, so agents are going to encourage them that this is their last big payday. They can't tell what's going to happen with collective bargaining agreements going forward, and that they ought to take the money and run. And that's what most agents tell these guys.
How much do you think being a starter matters to Marcus Smart? Because he's not going to be a starter here anytime soon.
I don't think it does matter to him, to be honest with you. I've never heard anything from him that would lead me to believe that. And I know it's like getting like Luke Lelouch here with all the cliches, but you know, it's who's on the court at the end of the game, not who's on the court at the beginning of the game. It's important.
You get down to this time of season, Mike, and you were talking about go-to scores and how the Celtics are without one because Kyrie is not on the team right now and he's injured. I'm watching kind of the evolution of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and both of them said maybe the moment got a little bit too big for them. Early in game number four, I think it was Brown specifically said they were rushing things a little bit, but both of them seemed to calm down over the course of that game. Where do you think they stand as far as the ball in their hands at the end of the game? Tatum wants to be more physical and Brown wants to slow down a little bit.
Well, those are the two guys that I would have the ball go through Al Horford, but you want it to end up with either Brown or Tatum because LeBron's the only one who can cover either one of those two. So whichever one LeBron's on, that's where I would go with the ball, and that would become my go-to guy for the night, and Rozier would be my backup guy. I just don't think we have been able to exploit the athleticism of Brown and Tatum sufficiently in this series, because I think that's the big advantage we have over Cleveland is athleticism, and we need to not have it be a punch-it-inside game where the Tristan Thompsons and the Kevin Loves are the differences in the game. You want you want much more of an up and down game, and have your wins be the difference in the game. That's the way the Celtics. I think if the Celtics win tonight and win this series, it'll be because Tatum and Brown came up with big games in games 5 and 7.
Well, you can't expect Jaylen Brown to be able to go off when he's stifled by the great Kyle Korver.
Oh, that was so embarrassing. That was so embarrassing.
Yeah, that was not good.
That was not good. I heard Jeff Van Gundy was putting Kyle Korver in the Hall of Fame for defense.
He did that in game 3. Like, he did that before even game 4, where Korver actually had those two miraculous blocks. I guess statistically he had 3 blocked shots somehow. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, he thought
he's more athletic than you think, Mike. He's always in the right place on defense, always.
Mm-hmm. Well, Corbett, we get Scal to back us up on this. He told me the story. Corbett has this strange training routine where they go out into about 15 feet of water off the coast of Southern California, and they have this huge brick, and you drop it to the bottom, and you have to go down and get it and bring it to the top and break water with it on the top and then throw it as far ahead as you can. The next guy has to go down and get it. That's one of the big training things that Kyle Korver does. Scal will tell you that Kyle Korver is in probably top five in the league in terms of being in shape.
Wow, that sounds safe.
Bricks?
15 feet out into the water.
Don't they do that like 8-year-olds in a pool at summer camp?
That was my lifeguarding test. I had to do that.
Okay.
All right.
Big training.
Well, Mike Gorman, hopefully this series moves on and we can talk to you next week.
Yeah, all right. That would be good.
We're
having a little meeting later on this week, right?
We do. Yes, we do. Okay.
Tomorrow.
All right. See you tomorrow.
All right, see you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. There you have it, the great Mike Gorman. I guess the insults are coming in fast and furious. Based on just a photo of John and I. John apparently invisible in the photo. But we can continue, and I can continue to... You got me, audience. Wilbur got me. Because leave it to a hippie to make a terrible comparison. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What's on Twitter today? That's not very nice.
I'm feeling pretty good about myself. Well, not anymore.
Hey, a compliment about the show?
Retweet. If you're feeling great on top of the world, there is a place that will kill that real fast. Just read that new tweet or your Instagram and you'll feel like you're trash.
We are Dutcher and Rich, and there was an experiment that Rich said, let's just take a picture of... Because I get crapped on an awful lot. I would say I receive 99.5% of the crap that is levied on this show. I think that's a fair estimate. Would everyone agree?
You get more than anybody else, yes.
Far and away. 99%. So we thought, and believe me, I'm used to it. It's been happening to me in my entire adult life. Is that the intern that's here that doesn't know anything about the show?
No, that's oh, yeah. Okay. So I can Bertrand.
That's the other intern.
Yeah, now we
don't know anything about the show.
That's the other intern who knows
about the show or the station.
We have two interns who didn't do any research before coming in.
Right. We had an intern come in the other day to interview, and he came in the room and like, hey, how's it going? Good. Are you getting credit for this? Yes. All right, two things. Number one, learn everything you can about the show. And number two, you're hired.
Yeah, well, but before that, he said that he wasn't aware of the show.
Yep.
To which I would say that's your future's looking real bright. So that you didn't even do like a little bit of research before you came into this. Mm. All right, anyway. So if you want to get into radio, you can look forward to this with social media. So mm-hmm. Rich took a picture of John and I.
Mm-hmm.
It was after the show. It was what we wore during the show. We're not making any faces. We're not doing anything.
And you can go to @TutcherAndRich and see this, or on Instagram, TutcherAndRichOfficial, or yours, Fred Tutcher.
Fred Tutcher.
Just Fred Tutcher on Instagram, yes.
Yeah, because now all of a sudden there's like 300 comments under my picture.
Yeah, by the way, join. Follow us as well, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, do that. It's so much to make fun of. So we'll read some of the ones that are non-Garcia related.
Okay, so there are like a ton of insults that you had. Like, somebody said... Fred is eating himself female.
That's not true.
Fred looks like everyone's drunk uncle who passes out at the annual barbecue.
That is true.
Fred looks like the guy selling pretzels at the Topsfield Fair.
Ooh. I've never been there.
I have. That's not true.
That's got to be a Juggalo situation.
Yeah, no. Fred, you need
an overgrown
makeup.
Juggalo?
No, yeah. Seriously, you need makeup for that. No, that's not Topsfield Fair.
I don't do math. I would guess the guy selling pretzels at the Topsfield Fair...
Probably a skinny gentleman?
...would be real skinny.
Okay. No, it's closer to me than you.
I would say that.
No.
And then there's people just, find weird things from the photo. Like, have you ever posted a picture of something and somebody focuses on something, completely random? Well, someone said, Fred, where is that eye going? And they just zoom in on one of your eyes, and make, I guess that they're trying to indicate that one's going in a different direction.
No, we only have one person in the station that happens to.
Well, it's not you.
I do not have a lazy eye, that I can tell you.
One of my favorites that just came in, though, was a Photoshop, and apparently they think you're morphing into somebody, and that is...
God. Wow.
They have his face on Pasta Joe's body.
So which pisses you off more, that one or Jerry Garcia?
Of course Jerry Garcia.
Okay. So that's the one. Is Fred, now, Fred just getting killed with the Jerry Garcia
The pasta guy is ridiculous. Come on. I mean, the pasta guy weighs at least 100 pounds more than me. At least.
Okay, the thing that makes this so funny is that Fred... Who have you ripped on about
Jerry Garcia,
more than anybody
else? Jerry Garcia has ruined people's lives. Jerry Garcia is the world's biggest hypocrite. That he was this anti-establishment guy that then started Thai businesses and everything else. He made girls ugly that had been... When I graduated from high school, the first summer I came home, all of a sudden a bunch of the pretty girls didn't shave and they smelled like garbage. They didn't wipe themselves.
Somebody said, Ben & Jerry's just announced the release of a new flavor, Slippery Tea Surprise. It's the same recipe as Cherry Garcia, except each pint has a hidden Xanax. It's me an Ambien, actually.
Is all this Xanax coming up? Moses.
There's one of you is Moses.
All right, well, there you go. All right.
So Eric Wilbur from The Globe is the guy who said I looked like Jerry Garcia, which is just lazy. That is lazy. I don't look anything like him. I will take your jabs. I'll take your I'm so fat. I'll take all these things.
I retweeted the side-by-side comparisons that people tweeted us, and I'll let them be the judge.
Absolutely nothing like him. And I have done a fraction of the damage to humanity that Jerry Garcia has done.
Fred looks like a drunk lobsterman from Gloucester.
Fair enough. All of these are true.
Get the Gordon's fisherman hat on,
yeah,
you know?
Fair enough. That's part of my everyman status.
I've got this one a few times. Fred is turning into the chili guy.
Oh, give me a break. All right, I'll take fat. I don't weigh 300 pounds. I don't weigh 250 pounds. Give me a little break. Now, I understand I have sticks. I look like a potato with sticks. But let's not go crazy here with how fat I am. Jerry Garcia was a big lump of death. Like, Jerry Garcia was a ticking time bomb of death.
Was he really fat, Jerry Garcia? Was he, like, super fat?
Jerry Garcia was probably 5'7", 400 pounds.
Well, I mean, I think that's
all right.
Obviously a little too much there. I'm
6'2", and I can fluctuate all over. I bet you if you weighed me right now, I'd be over 200 pounds. But I can fluctuate, baby. Don't worry about it. This Jerry Garcia, just lazy. And Wilbur, this is why reporting is dying. Because it's a la carte reporting. You're using it to serve your own interests. Everyone from Vermont wants to put everyone looks like Jerry Garcia. Like I said before, hey, Fred, you look like John Amos from Good Times.
It's funny to hear about Wallach.
You found the one?
Yeah.
So you dug through everything and found the one about Wallach?
It was nice of Fred to find that blind turtle. It's forever home. What's the name of that cartoon? Franklin.
I mean... All right, that's pretty good.
Franklin the
Turtle? That's pretty good. I've never heard that one before. That's
Brian,
pretty
good. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I got a quick comment about Wallach, but first, Fred, you're getting really close to looking like Rickety Cricket.
Rickety Cricket?
What's that? He's thin. He's a character from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
I have all my teeth.
Hey, on Wallach, Wallach looks like every guy at Salisbury Beach who's skinny except for his little belly because he drank 15 PBRs every night.
That's true. I've been to Salisbury Beach. He's right.
You just need about 14 more bad tattoos.
No, that's true. If I had a tattoo sleeve, it would be perfect.
See, I think drunk fisherman from Gloucester is about as on the nose as you can get for me.
If Fred was holding an empty Dunks cup, he'd easily make a quick $12.73.
There is an air of homelessness about me.
That's right.
The best is when I get out of my car. People go,
get out of the spaceship. I can totally see. What the hell is that? Where did he steal that from?
Exactly. Like, he must have willed that car. Chris, go ahead.
Your face looks like a frosted mini wheat. You have to shave. It's appalling. You're getting to like Billy Joel status.
Billy Joel. Oh.
If I shave though, then I have no chin.
No, Billy Joel looks more like Sean McAdam than he does Fred.
If I shave, it's a disaster.
When did Vermin Supreme come back in the studio? Freddie Steel Nips.
Really?
Am I nipping out?
Yeah, you are. You are nipping out.
All right. I didn't notice that earlier. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Phil, go ahead.
Hello. You look like Richard Dreyfuss from the original Jaws movie.
Okay.
No. I take it.
Yeah, no, I take that too. We're talking about 5'4".
Ben and Jerry's is a theme here. Ben and Jerry's new Fred inspired flavor will be called Chunky Drunky. That's a pretty good joke.
It's a good joke.
Look at that double gopher bottom pig. All right, well, that's somebody using.
Who's he talking about, Fred or me?
Well, I mean, who know.
All right.
No, in the gay community, I'm getting laid all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the gay community, that look is where it's at.
Someone just tweeted, diabetes?
Wilford Brimley, I would imagine.
Fred, did you stick your finger in an electrical socket? All right, I mean, there's some ridiculous ones here. I mean, but so there you go. So you are, they keep coming in. So this looks like a straight to Netflix buddy cop movie. A burnout veteran cop, Fred, teams up with a happy go lucky new transfer. It's Slippery T and the Birdman coming soon.
What I like is that
it's pretty good.
John's like 10 years older than me, and he's the rookie cop.
That's true. I do look younger in that picture.
Of course you look younger. I look 100.
I need a Wallach and Franklin the Turtle Photoshop. I need the
I think we've
those.
Gotten those before. Jimmy, go ahead.
Hey, my wife says you look like a chubby Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Jeffrey? Whoa. Oh, yeah, Negan from The Grateful Dead. Not The Grateful Dead. The Walking Dead.
Oh.
The Walking Dead. Yeah.
Yeah, because the reason I knew that is somebody tweeted that earlier. Oh, gosh. Somebody's got... I mean...
Is that Saddam Hussein?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, boy. All right. We're getting to territory where it's just if you had any gray in your beard.
We're right down to the edge here on that one. Yeah.
If you have any gray in your beard, all of a sudden.
Imagine the nightmare of morphing into the thing you hate. It would be like you morphing into Dale Arnold.
Yeah, no. They have similar personalities. Spot right on my head. Good at all.
Right, no, everything you detest, all of a sudden, you have transformed it. It's like a curse for hating someone so much. It's the universe's way of saying, you should not have this much hate for one person in your body. I'm going to turn you into that.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
And next thing you know, you're going to be standing on crates.
That kind of puts it in perspective for me, Fred. You must be pissed.
I don't look like it.
You must be really angry right now.
I'll take it all. I ain't taking Nick Garcia. We will be back.
Freddy Two Flops, you look like the fish stick guy. All you need is a boat. Yes, he's the Gordon's fisherman.
I'll take that. I'll take them all besides his Garcia. All right, we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Someone emailed me and said that Jerry Garcia was 6 feet tall. Yeah. Well, then he shrank under the weight of that jug that he played.
He was around 300 pounds. He dropped to about 240 right before his death, apparently.
Wow. Well, congratulations.
I think the funniest reference, someone just tweeted, he said, you look like the doctor from Cannonball Run.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Which?
Dom DeLuise?
No, the doctor, the guy who had the weird finger, and his eyes were all kind of goofy. I don't even know what that actor's name was. He was like a character actor from back in the day, but he was like, oh, I'm going to have to Google it.
I'm going to look.
You'd remember him. But he was one of the scarier character actors from back in the day.
Well, I like that. Because I'm super into Satan and all that.
This dude right here.
Oh, give me a break.
Which is the best random reference.
Just give me a break.
Jack Elam is his name.
Okay. He was a terrifying dude.
All right. Well, Brian Windhorse is really, he's filling up pages and pages now. He's a professional LeBron James fawner. He is the one who told us about LeBron James, the ability he has to rest, to which LeBron James said was horse crap.
Yeah, he actually said it's BS, and he had other quotes basically saying that he knew that he was breaking Brian Windhorse's heart at that moment.
Yeah, well, maybe he doesn't think so much about Brian Windhorse.